Welcome to the Modern Math Teacher Podcast, the podcast that will help you use today's best teaching strategies to ignite and excite your students in math class, and maybe even make it the best part of their day. Hey, I'm Kristen Moore, a longtime believer that math is so much more than just solving for X. I went from teaching straight from a textbook to implementing project-based learning and boosting student engagement in my class each and every day along the way. I'm here to give you the PD you need to successfully do the same with your students. Are you up for it? Let's do this. Hey, hey, welcome back, my friends, to the Modern Math Teacher Podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Moore, and today we're diving into the second episode in the Best of Both World miniseries. And today I'm so excited because we are talking about combining two of my personal favorite things that I use day in and day out in my classrooms. We're talking about the Modern Classrooms Project and project-based learning, two systems that are near and dear to my heart as I've been infusing them into my practice since 2020. You see, I have been teaching with a project-based learning approach since 2012. And honestly, I was teaching in a school that utilized a lot of the same principles of the Modern Classrooms Project. We had self-paced structures, we used mastery-based learning, and yet I hadn't found a way really to perfectly integrate all of those practices together. And in June 22, when I found the Modern Classrooms approach, I figured out exactly how I could tie the two together. I knew it was a match made in heaven when I went through that program and saw the systems and processes that they had in place. And that's why I've even authored one of the Modern Classrooms Project's newest course offerings, the Modern Project-Based Learning course, where you can get a deep dive into how to fuse Modern Classrooms Project and PBL and earn graduate credits, my friends. So I'll make sure that I link that in the show notes. Now, if you weren't here for the last episode of this where I talked about Modern Classrooms Projects and building thinking classrooms, you can go ahead and skip back one episode and get a full deep dive into the Modern Classrooms Project. But here's just a brief recap about it for those of you who are just tuning in this week. So in the Modern Classrooms model, there are three core principles that guide instruction, and that is the mastery-based learning, self-paced structures, and blended instruction. Mastery-based learning ensures that our students progress only when they demonstrate mastery, and they are assessed through things like mastery checks. Self-paced structures empower students to control the pace of their learning, offering them choice in activities and personalized progress tracking and methods. And the blended instruction component is where instruction is delivered through teacher-created videos at just the right time for each student, supported by various engagement strategies like guided notes and embedded questions in tech tools like Edpuzzles. This shift in focus from direct instruction to student-centered learning enhances engagement and meets the individual student needs more effectively. The Modern Classroom Project approach focuses on student agency, differentiation, and mastery learning. And if you want to know more about Modern Classrooms, always feel free to hit me up on any of the socials at More Than Just X, or you can check out and learn more about them at modernclassrooms.org. Now, to my favorite part, project-based learning. PBL is an approach to instruction that requires sustained inquiry and exploration of a topic, building knowledge and demonstrating understanding as students address their essential question. Some key components of PBL include a project launch, which piques your students' interest and introduces the essential question, that phase of building knowledge where your students are identifying what they know and what they need to know, and they begin gathering that knowledge, developing knowledge where your students are refining what they've learned, and they're applying it to the project, and then critique, which involves, you know, peer and expert review and revision, and the project presentation, which is the culmination of the project and an opportunity for your students to present their findings and demonstrate their understanding through those final products and those culminating experiences. And of course, we always finish with reflection, where students process the information they've learned throughout the project and reflect on what they've learned, both content and process-wise. PBL features a whole host of benefits in promoting inquiry, collaboration, and real-world application of skills. Again, in essence, a modern classroom features blended instruction, is self-paced, and focuses on mastery of content. PBL is authentic, it's all-encompassing, it's a holistic experience, and it can be broken down into phases and milestones. And all of these can be used in the math classroom. When you have the right topic and target alignment, you can create a really authentic and engaging experience for your students, because your students and your standards will be connected, and connection is the key. Now, how can you blend these two different approaches to teaching and instruction? And it's by breaking the project down into those manageable chunks that I found the ability to fuse PBL and the modern classroom seamlessly, my friends. As I mentioned, a project naturally flows through basically like four phases. So it's the launch, the build the knowledge, the develop the knowledge, and critique it, and then the demonstrate and present. And each of those phases can be broken down into a specific milestone that answers key driving questions that guide our student learning. The modern classroom instructional approach is exactly what I needed to give support and structure to those phases of the project process. So let's unpack what the modern classroom project could look like while it supports each phase of PBL. In the launch phase, this is where we are hooking our students, piquing their interest in the topic, and presenting the students with what that essential question is that's going to guide them throughout the entire project. The launch helps us develop and complete the know and need to know activity, where our students are going to figure out what the foundational knowledge is necessary for success in answering the project essential question. From that list of what they think they need to know, you as the teacher and the content expert can refer back to students' need-to-knows when creating your video blended lessons. That's going to help ensure that you deliver a blended instruction experience that is aligned with the content that you are trying to teach and the context of the project. But a pro tip from my experience, you guys, I always try to imagine upfront the need-to-know questions, as many of them as I can, right? And I plan out my videos ahead of time accordingly. And when I make those videos, even though I've got a project in mind, I recommend that you keep them content focused and not necessarily project focused, so that you can reuse them with other projects in the future. I can't tell you how many times I've been able to repurpose any one in particular lesson because I can take that same content knowledge and apply it to each and every different project that it aligns with. Okay. So blended instruction helps us with addressing the need to know math content portion of your PBL. Then once we've launched and you've got this need to know list and this know list, and you have some of these lessons already done, you know future lessons that you're going to create either in a live format or in that blended learning format, then we are on to this building knowledge stage of PBL. And this is where your students are going to build knowledge either independently or collaboratively. And some of it is going to occur as you are engaging your students in those blended instruction lessons that you've created to help address those need-to-know questions. And this is where this self-pacing component of modern classrooms comes into play. Every good PBL project should end with a hard deadline. But there is always flexibility in students' progress within each project milestone in the way that they're going to get themselves there. So the blended lessons that you develop can be completed independently and at a student's preferred pace as they work to demonstrate mastery of the content and meet the milestone deadline. As your students work independently, you then are able to work with your students individually or in small groups or teams based on their progress in their project and their performance in their lessons. So this self-pacing and blended instruction really frees you up as the teacher to become this chaos coordinator as you're going through and supporting your students who are at different paces in their project and different paces in their learning. You can use these need-to-know questions and milestones as your pacing tracker, which is something that we use in a modern classroom to help our students stay on track. This pacing tracker allows you to group students accordingly to the milestone that they're working on and not necessarily just one individual lesson. And I really like that because with this approach, your students have the opportunity to engage in whichever lesson they're on while collaborating and building off one another's knowledge, as long as they're all in that same milestone. And remember, when I'm talking milestone, I mean that a project has a strong start and a strong finish. And those milestones are those chunks of learning that happen along the way to get you from project launch to project finale. Those milestones incorporate all the learning targets that your students need to know, do, and master as they make progress through the project. Okay. Whew, okay. So using a pacing tracker helps build in that self-pacing, gives you a little more flexibility with your students because maybe they're on, you know, the first lesson in that milestone and somebody is two lessons ahead of them. They've got that built-in support group. All of them are working on the same learning goal, same project goal. They're all working in that same realm and they're able to work and support one another in that way. All right. And as students are working on these milestones and they're working on maybe making that milestone deliverable, they can demonstrate mastery not only of the content through those lesson-specific mastery checks, but also the skills and products that they're working to create. Letting your students know specifically which days they need to be prepared for some, you know, additional firm deadlines in your project is going to help ensure that they have at least something to share, even if it is in drafted form. And as you approach the final milestones in a project, you've got to prepare for that culminating event. This is the for sure firm deadline. With a project presentation, students have an opportunity to demonstrate their overall mastery of the concept as they present their response to the project's essential question. In years past, I've had expert professionals along with school personnel, various community members, all engage in open dialogue with students as they presented their project materials and discussed their learnings. In our increasingly virtual and globalized collaborative world, you can also have students create video presentations using technology tools like Flipgrid and Screencastify to share their learning with a broader audience, which is so cool, right? Whew. So you guys, so much has changed in education in the last decade, and it's changed even more rapidly in these last 4 years. Engaging our students with real and relevant problems and providing them with the opportunity to work flexibly in solving that problem through combining the project-based learning approach and a modern classroom structure is going to set them up to be successful in their own futures, much more than attempting to keep all of your students moving at the same pace, completing rote skill and drill lessons. With this modern project-based approach, students improve not only in critical thinking and problem-solving, but also in self-management, collaboration, time management, responsible decision-making, all valuable assets in the workplace, in the real world. When are they ever going to need that? Literally as soon as they graduate, right? So, you know, the pandemic may have prompted a lot of this change, but it's change that we need to keep in this new iteration of normal. And if you are ready to take the leap into modern project-based learning in your classroom, you are ready to dive into the project-based math class courses or the modern classrooms project-based university course. Inside, you will learn how to create gold standard PBL units, specifically with math teachers in mind, and you're going to learn the systems and processes to successfully implement these in your classroom. You are going to become the ultimate chaos coordinator in no time. All right, you guys, these two practices are so near and dear to my heart, and I love how you can take something that seems big and scary and uncertain, like project-based learning, and you can implement this beautiful structure, this beautiful scaffold that the Modern Classrooms Project brings, and you can fuse those two seamlessly together to create a really rich, authentic, engaging experience for your classroom. And guys, you can do this with math. I promise you, PBL is not just for every class other than math. You've got to check it out. I have a whole playlist here that I will link in the show notes that hits every different PBL training I've done so far on this podcast. Okay. So if you're like, ooh, this sounds interesting, but I really don't know. How would I get started with PBL? I have a modern classroom, but I don't know what to do next. Hit that playlist, give it a listen, and get on this. Oh my gosh, guys, it has been so fun to dive into the best of both worlds with you in this mini series. Connect with me on Instagram at More Than Just X to share what's working and what you want support with so you can rock Modern Math PBL Classroom too. And don't forget to tune in each and every week as we tackle more of today's top teaching strategies for the Modern Math Classroom. Until then, you guys, keep innovating, keep inspiring, keep connecting with your students, and as always, keep it real. Thanks for tuning in to find out today's tips and tricks. Continue the conversation and join the movement to boost student engagement and make math more meaningful inside the Modern Math Teachers Movement on Facebook. Till next time, keep it real.